If you were listening to our news earlier, you would have heard that North Korea has defied the United Nations by carrying out an underground nuclear test. The UN had ordered the communist country to stop building atomic weapons. It's been described as reckless and provocative by Thonishtown Minister for Foreign Affairs Eamon Gilmore. So it's making waves in a political sense, but it's also making waves in another, because the reverberations from that nuclear test that was carried out overnight Irish time in North Korea, well, they're being felt here in Ireland and perhaps even here in Clare. To tell us about it, I'm joined on the line by the director of the Irish National Seismic Network, Tom Blake. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome, Gavin.
Now, tell me first of all how it is that an explosion would be causing the Richter scale and seismometers to go off, as has been the case here in Ireland, because one would have thought that the force from bomb, or at least I would have thought the force from a nuclear bomb wouldn't have been big enough to register on the Richter scale, certainly not as far away as we are from North Korea.
Well, when you consider the amount of energy that has been released, it has been such a big explosion that the Earth, in fact, behaves in a very plastic way. And the best analogy I can think of is that if you are in a quiet lake and you dropped a pebble on the pool and the ripples radiate out concentrically from the epicenter, that's effectively what has happened with the detonation of the nuclear blast this morning.
So the energy wave has travelled out, and like those waves when you drop the stone into the water, they get smaller the further away from the centre you go. But they have been picked up here in Ireland.
That's right, they do. Well, of course, like any system, the whole globe is affected by something like this. So the circuit, the waves, although they diminish in amplitude as they radiate out from the center, they will still be picked up by these very sensitive instruments called seismometers that we have throughout Ireland.
Now, I know that first of all, just to look at the machines you have in Dublin and in Donegal, they pick this up quite clearly.
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, and very, very clear, yeah.
And how did it register in terms of, say, a small earthquake? Or I presume it's very small and something the human or that somebody wouldn't have noticed.
Actually, no, the signal is quite clear.
Okay.
And it is quite different from an earthquake, because if you imagine what happens in an earthquake is the plates are sliding past one another, and every so often they're releasing energy over 20, 30, 40 seconds. Whereas with an explosion of this sort, the release of the energy is instantaneous. And so the detonation occurs and there's a massive release of energy with a very fast fall off. Subsequent after that, even in milliseconds. So
okay.
The seismic signature that we see for a nuclear blast is quite different, in fact, from the onset of an earthquake.
Now, the aftershock, shall we say, of this morning's event was recorded quite clearly at some of your machines. You do also have one here in Clare. For people who aren't aware, it's at the Cliffs of Moher. And earlier on, with the help of Mark and with Cormac as well, Cormac is at the Cliffs, I managed to get, and I've sent it to yourself, Tom, a picture of the wave recorded in and around the time of this particular experiment carried out by the North Koreans and in the minutes after. And you're pretty confident that in looking at what I sent you, even though it's just waves to myself, that you can see the event.
Yes, we have confirmed that with our own system here in Dublin, which is exactly the same as in what's in the Cliffs of Moher. The event has been recorded by the seismology and schools instruments around the country, including the Cliffs of Moher. But what needs to happen is a certain kind of filtering mechanism has to be applied to the data in order to see it. And we will be sending around instructions to all of the participants in the seismology and schools program to show them how to do this so that they can clearly see the event for themselves in their own instrument.
So even though it was almost literally the other side of the world, it's still being picked up here.
Yes, well, remember, it's equivalent, very similar to a magnitude 5 earthquake, which is a significant earthquake. Well, it's a moderate earthquake, I suppose, in terms of international standards. But we would expect the instruments to be picking up earthquakes of that strength from that distance. So it's good from that point of view.
Finally, Tom, I know you have, and we've been speaking about them, a lot of these seismometers located across the country, and you're keeping an eye on all of the events that are taking place. I know this isn't the first event that's been recorded at the Cliffs in 2013, but what's the practical advantages for the Irish people and for the government and everybody else here in this country of you keeping an eye and tabulating and collating all of this data?
It's extremely important, I think, as a national sovereign service. And remember, we know that there's never going to be a magnitude 8 event in Ireland because our historical records show they don't occur. But what is extremely important is that we monitor the Mid-Atlantic Ridge down through the Atlantic, that we monitor the Caribbean and the Azores, where magnitude 6 and 7 events occur, which could create a tsunami. So, I mean, for us, the greater threat isn't from a large earthquake near Ireland, but from a large earthquake in the ocean, which might or might not generate a tsunami. And remember, that's what happened in 1755 on the 1st of November off the coast of Lisbon.
Tom, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I appreciate your time and indeed your help today.
You're welcome, Gavin.
Tom Blake there with the Irish National Seismic Network.